You're listening to Insights with Exonia Bank, a series of conversations from our experienced team of bankers. Today's host is Lauren Ruff, Assistant Vice President and Marketing Director, and our guests are Jeff Taylor and Brianna Smith. Jeff Taylor and Brianna Smith are investment advisor representatives and offer securities and advisory services offered through LPL Financial. LPL, a registered investment advisor and broker-dealer, member FINRA SPIC. Insurance products are offered through LPL or its licensed affiliates. Exonia Bank and Exonia Wealth Management are not registered as a broker-dealer or investment advisor. Registered representatives of LPL offer products and services using Exonia Wealth Management and may also be employees of Exonia Bank. These products and services are being offered through LPL or its affiliates, which are separate entities from and not affiliates of Exonia Bank and Exonia Wealth Management. Securities and insurance offered through LPL or its affiliates are not insured by FDIC or any other government agency, not bank guaranteed, not bank depositor obligations, and may lose value. I'm happy to introduce Lauren, Jeff, and Brianna.
Welcome, Jeff and Brianna. How are you guys today?
Good.
Good. So we just got through the disclosures. I just want to maybe take a minute or two and have you to introduce yourself. Jeff, let's start with you.
Thanks. Hello, my name's Jeff Taylor. I've been in the financial planning industry since 1997, and I joined LPL in 2006. I also earned my certified financial planner designation in 2004. I live here in Exonia and enjoy spending time with my family.
Hello, I'm Brianna Smith. I've been in the financial service industry since 2014 and with LPL for the past 3 years. I live in Heartland and enjoy spending time in my community with my family. If not working, you'll find me enjoying the great outside.
Thank you both for your introductions. For today's episode, we would like to discuss what is going on in the market, along with the top questions you are receiving from your current clients. Let's start with what has the first half of the year in the market looked like.
Yeah, in the first half of 2021, the U.S. economy powered forward faster than nearly anyone had expected. As we look ahead to the second half of 2021 and even to 2022, we see an economy still on the move before it slowly starts to settle back into historic norms. The speed is thrilling, and the overall economic picture remains sound, likely supporting strong profit growth and potential stock market gains. But the pace of reopening also creates new hazard. Supply chains are stressed, some labor shortages have emerged, inflation is heating up, at least temporarily, and asset prices look expensive compared to history. Sound financial advice remains the key to durability. The next stretch may be a fast one with new risks to navigate, but it's still just another step forward in your long-term financial goals.
Brianna, can you speak on the stock and bond markets briefly?
The second year of a bull market is often more challenging than the first, but historically still usually produces gains. Economic improvement should continue to support the S&P 500 index earnings, which had a stunning first quarter. While valuations remain somewhat elevated, we think they look reasonable after considering still low interest rates and earnings growth potential. Inflationary pressure and economic improvement may put additional upward pressure on the 10-year Treasury yield. Such a move would leave core investment-grade bonds near flat over the rest of the year. Nevertheless, bonds still play an important role in the portfolio as a source of income and a diversifier during equity market declines. We are also closely watching the Fed, which may announce plans to reduce its bond purchases later in the year.
Thanks, Brianna. Jeff, let's turn this conversation to inflation. What exactly are we seeing?
Well, much has been written about the prospects for sustained inflation over the next few years. While some are calling for inflation to be a problem, we are outside that camp. We believe there are several structural considerations at play that will put downward pressure on prices over the medium to long term. Demographics and global trade are two of those considerations. While we also believe that more acute price competition is an important variable that can keep prices constrained, and when the current supply-demand imbalances are resolved, we anticipate elevated price pressures could subside.
That sounds promising. Brianna, can you speak on the Delta variant's effect on the market?
While the latest increase in cases of COVID-19 from the Delta variant has our attention, we don't expect to see a market derailment. Inventory replenishment and pent-up consumer demand still stand as key reasons we remain bullish on the economic recovery. Widespread lockdowns are extremely unlikely, and peaks in cases in some of the regions hit earlier by the Delta variant are encouraging. A blowout second quarter earnings season is almost fully in the books, and we see continued strong earnings growth ahead. Positive guidance, rising estimates, sizable upside surprises on the revenue line, and the need for inventory restocking all support a positive earnings outlook for the rest of 2021 and beyond.
Jeff, can you remind us, how long does a bullish market usually last?
Well, since World War II, economic expansions have lasted an average of 5 years, with the four most recent cycles going even longer. Before the pandemic, the most recent expansion was the longest ever at 11 years. It might have gone even longer if COVID-19 hadn't struck. However, this cycle may not continue as long as the last one, considering this wasn't your average recession. Because the recession last year was likely the shortest ever, and the economy was supported by historic stimulus, some imbalances weren't worked off like they tend to in a normal recession. Corporate debt levels remained high, supported by low interest rates, and stock valuations never really reset. The good news is the cycle of growth probably has enough going for it to be at least average, which would still give it another 4 years, and there's nothing wrong with being average.
Yeah. Brianna, where do you see the road ahead leading?
We expect additional gains for stocks in the second half of the year, but they are likely to come at a slower pace and with more bumps along the way as inflation picks up and concerns about the Fed pulling back monetary support intensify. The economy's transition to a durable and lasting expansion positions cyclical stocks to outperform defensives in the second half of the year. In this environment, the value style will likely outperform growth, and the financials, industrials, and materials sectors may be positioned for solid gains, though the growth style won't go quietly given technology's tremendous earnings power. For early cycle, small cap stocks historically have outperformed early in bull markets. Small cap valuations are still reasonable despite strong gains since March of 2020. In our view, supported by a strong earnings rebound. The improved value style performance has opened the door for developed international stocks to potentially outperform U.S. stocks for the first time in over a decade. The recovery of the U.S. is currently experiencing from COVID-19 still lies ahead for Europe and Japan. As the developed world continues to recover from the pandemic, emerging markets may lose some relative appeal. While valuations are attractive and the U.S. dollar may weaken, geopolitical and regulatory threats may limit gains for the China-heavy emerging market indexes.
What great market insight for us. Jeff, any closing comments before we wrap up today's session?
We've been seeing it around us for months now. The U.S. economy is well on its way to fully reopening, and much of the rest of the globe isn't that far behind. We're also experiencing the transition to normalcy, the burst of pent-up demand for everything that's been on hold, including just ordinary everyday life outside the pandemic. In 2020, a year in which planning anything seemed impossible, having a financial plan and sticking to it was more valuable than ever. But that plan didn't just suddenly appear. The time to make a plan isn't when navigating a tricky environment. We build our plans when times are easier so we can stick with them when times are hard, or just enjoy the benefits when times are good. Looking out over the rest of 2021, it seems like the worst of the hard times are behind us now. Now we're going full speed ahead, and all we want to take some time to enjoy the thrill after a long period of caution. But these are also times when planning is the most effective early in the economic cycle. With the next recession potentially years away, a strong start to a bull market in full gear and a relatively calm market environment. Right now, in fact, is an ideal time to consult with your financial professional on your financial goals, the most effective way to reach them, and how to be prepared for the market volatility down the road.
Thank you so much, Jeff and Brianna, for your time today and for providing our listeners with such great information. If you are looking for more ways to stay connected to Jeff or Brianna, please visit their website at exoniawealthmanagement.com or follow Exonia Wealth Management on LinkedIn or Facebook.
The opinions voiced in this podcast are for general information only and are not intended to provide specific advice or recommendations for any individual. To determine which strategies of investments may be suitable for you, consult the appropriate qualified professional prior to making a decision. Although the information has been gathered from sources believed to be reliable, it cannot be guaranteed. Investing involves risk, including the potential loss of principal. No investment strategy can guarantee a profit or protect against loss. Past performance is not a guarantee of future results. This material may contain forward-looking statements and projections. There are no guarantees that these results will be achieved. Indexes are unmanaged and cannot be invested into directly. The stocks of small companies are more volatile than the stocks of larger, more established companies. Foreign investments involve greater risks than U.S. investments, including political and economic risks, limited liquidity, and risk of currency fluctuations. In general, the bond market is volatile as prices rise when interest rates fall and vice versa. Any fixed income security sold or redeemed prior to maturity may be subject to a substantial gain or loss. An issuer may default on payment of the principal or interest of a bond. Bonds are also subject to other types of risks such as call, credit, liquidity, interest rate, and general market risks. Thank you so much for listening. We'll be sharing more stories in the episodes ahead, so if you like the information you heard today, please make sure to hit subscribe on Apple Podcasts, Google Podcasts, Stitcher, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts. Wishing you all continued success. We'll talk to you soon.